Hello children, today I'll be teaching English literature of class 4 and the name of the story is Cooking with Salt Water Part 1 by Pleasant D. Spain. Long, long ago, when the islands were ruled by the great chiefs Sun and Sea, an old woman named Amara excelled at growing and cooking vegetables. Amara's little village was located near the top of a steep volcanic mountain overlooking the mighty ocean. The old woman happily cooked very tasty dishes while gazing out upon the blue and green water far, far below. Amara was afraid of the sea. When she was a child, her warrior father paddled into a raging storm and never returned. When Amara inquired about her father, Amara's mother said that the chief sea swallowed her father as the sea was angry with him. So Amara kept away from the sea's anger by staying on the mountain. And she let the other braver villagers climb down the steep and narrow path to catch fish and find valuable shells. She would trade her vegetables and cooking skills for a share of the bounty, and thus she survived. One day Amara ran out of salt and she was very irritated, because she knew that the food will not taste good without salt. So she thought that she will borrow some salt from the kind and generous Janice, who was a neighbor. She was very sad when she got to know that her neighbor Janice too didn't have salt. In fact, in the entire village there was no salt. And to make matters worse, the salt trader's next visit was a month away. This was a serious matter. She thought that the chief sea has abundance of salt, so she decided to cook her food with salt water. Moreover, she doesn't have to buy salt from the traders anymore. She thought that she would enjoy delicious meals and the villagers would envy her. She told herself that the time has come for her to be brave and face the ocean for the first time. She decided to start early in the morning before everyone else was up. At dawn's first light, Amara wrapped her largest water gourd in a finely woven coconut fiber net, slung it over her back, and started down the mountain trail. It was a long journey for such thin, weak, and old legs, so she stopped several times for rest. At last, Amara arrived at the edge of the ocean. Thank you, children.